My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Welcome to Why Bloody Valentine. It's your boy Rich, all on his own for the mini episode. I'm going to try to see if Carolyn either wants to join me for the next mini episode, since we'll be revealing her rom-com revenge next time. Maybe even allow her to record an entire solo episode herself, if she wants to. I'm not sure she does, though. It's also a sneaky way to bump up those download numbers. Not going to lie. So, as you're hearing this, yesterday was my birthday, even though I'm recording this a little bit before that. I'm going to guess my birthday was pretty good. Mostly uneventful, though, considering I have to work. So, it mostly just consisted of a lot of driving, probably around New Jersey. But anyway, thank you to everyone that reached out to me with a happy birthday, or gave me a gift, or refrain from sending me naked man butt pictures to my Twitter. That's appreciated. If you follow me on Twitter, you get it. You know what I'm talking about. But for those that do not, a year or two ago, I jokingly announced that it was my birthday. And that you could direct any nudes to my inbox. I'm a straight guy, so I just assumed it went without saying what kind of nudes you would be sending me. But apparently not. This was a tactical error on my part, because while I did somehow receive one or two from females, and appreciated ladies, the vast majority were naked dudes that didn't even follow me on Twitter. So this year, I explicitly said, no naked man butts. And that rule, thus far, has seemed to be followed. So, an error on my part by not being more specific with what I was asking. Those people did follow the letter of the law, just maybe not the intent. But other than my birthday, it's been one hell of a week since we last spoke. Democrats swept the Georgia Senate elections. I was kind of shocked, but at the same time, it shouldn't be too surprising when you consider that Republicans didn't go to the polls. I mean, we've had months of the Republican president telling Republicans that the elections in Georgia weren't fair and that they were rigged. So why the fuck would you show up for a rigged election if you're just going to lose anyway? And that was quickly overshadowed by Al-Qaeda storming the Capitol to try to stop the certification of the election and showing just how much blue lives matter to them by murdering a police officer. So, 2021 thus far has been basically the director's cut of 2020. It just has an extended runtime and deleted scenes that didn't fit into the original theatrical release. And one of the cooler political happenings, I guess you'd call it political, since it was in a bill, but it's not like Democrats versus Republicans politics, is that the COVID release bill passed by Congress and signed by the president started a countdown on UFO disclosure. Somehow freaking little Marco Rubio snuck a 180-day deadline for the Secretary of Defense and intelligence communities to disclose everything they know about UFOs. Assuming they actually tell the truth, which is a big fucking assumption, we might have some earth-shattering news by July. I've always kind of force myself to be extremely skeptical of UFOs because I try to be skeptical about all that fantastical bullshit. But I've always wanted this to be true more than any of the other paranormal things or conspiracy theories. I've always had to kind of force myself to be skeptical about aliens coming to Earth, because my natural instinct has always been, yeah, those bitches are here. So good job, little Marco Rubio, you sneaky, sneaky fuck. And really, I don't want to delve deep into politics. It's just impossible not to mention all the fucking insanity taking place. If you want politics, you can fucking find it on my Twitter. It's there in spades. That's not what this is for. Therefore, it's time for my recommendation. This week, it's a book. I'm actually listening to it on Audible, though. So if you have an Audible subscription, this one is included in that. You don't have to use a credit. It's called Knights of the Living Dead. Knights of the Living Dead is an anthology series, which I love anthologies. I've said it over and over. Love them, love them, love them. Even in the fucking Books of Blood movie, which I didn't really like, I still liked that it was an anthology. I just thought it was poorly done. So this is an anthology series that collects stories that take place in other areas around the same time Night of the Living Dead was taking place. So it's different stories and different perspectives about what was going on when Night of the Living Dead was happening. Obviously, with it being like a dozen authors, some of the stories are hit or miss, which if you read a lot of anthologies anyway, that's anthologies by different authors specifically, that's just what you're going to get. Not everything's going to be gold. But thus far, I've at least enjoyed all of them to a certain level. Some more than others, obviously, but there haven't really been any duds and stinkers in it so far. And I'm a good way into it. Plus, it was edited by the man himself, George Romero, and Jonathan Mayberry, who's another Pennsylvania boy, who has written a ton in the zombie genre. And one day, we're going to talk at length about how important my home state has been to horror. How important the Commonwealth is. But that's for another time. Like I said, though, this bad boy is available with your Audible account, if you have one, for free. So you don't have to use a credit for it. You can also buy it on Kindle for like $12. So if you're in the zombies, I definitely say check it out. So I guess all that's left now is announcing next week's movie. I was kind of a dickhead about it this week as Carolyn was in the room while I whittled down the final contestants. At that point in the process, it's generally just me watching the trailers of the movies I'm considering watching and seeing which one jumps out to me the most. Unless I have a specific movie that I know we're going to watch, that's generally just how I do it. I have a handful of movies I want to do, and in the end, I just watch the trailers and see which one jumps out at me. Really, honestly, the fucking movies pick themselves. I'm just a conduit. They tell me they want to be chosen for the podcast. But with Carolyn in the room, I kept one eye on her and one on the trailers, trying to see which one made her the most uncomfortable. Therefore, this week's movie is the 2004 smash hit The Grudge. Yeah, that one creeped her out a bit. The Grudge is based off a Japanese series, Ju-On, created and directed by Takashi Shimizu. If your name isn't the most basic fucking English name on the planet, I might fuck it up, and I'm very sorry. It's not intentional, but I am a moron. Even if I Google how to say it, it basically just leaks out of my brain. But Takashi Shimizu directed this remake, and he directed and created the originals. And I think bringing over the director of the originals is just an extremely solid move. A lot of times remakes are taken out of the hands of the people that originally made the movies, and you can kind of fucking tell that the heart isn't there. So having an original creator is just an awesome move. It's also produced by Sam Raimi, which is probably the solidest of moves. Because what the fuck has Sam Raimi done that's not awesome? Nothing, especially in the horror realm. Many of you have probably seen this one, considering it's super fucking popular, so you might not even have to watch it. It's hard to quantify popularity of movies, but outside of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, this might be the most popular movie we've done on the podcast. But like I said, it's hard to quantify that because it can't just go off box office, because this thing killed Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the box office. And a lot of the other movies we covered also probably did. But this was huge pop culture in the 2000s. So this is an extremely popular movie. I bet you've seen it. And if you are considering watching it, though, it's available for free on Amazon Prime. If you haven't seen it, you want to see it again, Amazon Prime, free. Or you can just rent it anywhere. It's widely available. And I guess that's it for this week. Hopefully shit calms down a little bit in America. We find some aliens. And my Twitter inbox isn't currently filled with man butt. Later.